Get a jump start on 2024 in a new Kia from Robert Brogdon's Olathe Kia. Shop their large selection, including the new Sorento, Niro, and Soul models. You'll score big with low prices, trade assist cash, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit OlatheKia.com.
He's the only man to interview modern-day gladiators at Arrowhead and original gladiators in the Coliseum. He grew up rooting for Honus Wagner and saw Jesse Owens get four golds in Berlin. He saw Wilt score 100 in a night. Points, of course. Yes, we are saying he's old. It's the godfather of Kansas City sports, Frank Bohl, on the program.
Second half of the program begins right now. We get back to a Wednesday schedule.
You scared the hell out of me again. It's the second week in a row.
We had to move some things around this week.
Hey, and the other thing I want to talk about, we're in studio.
Yeah.
Yesterday, you're out celebrating Cinco de Mayo. Tomorrow, you're out celebrating Cinco de Mayo.
I know. Friday, we're out celebrating Cinco de Mayo.
Not today. The heck?
Yeah. No, listen, we had a location today, but then something happened, and we had
Frank's going to come.
Yeah, that was it.
That was it.
What, Frank Bohl's
coming? No.
Yeah, we're not.
No.
We're not letting him
guys.
In here.
Nope.
No chance.
Nope.
Those restraining orders do not expire.
You're absolutely right about that.
Good times. Good times. Yes, Frank. We just don't want you.
I understand.
To have any wonderful Mexican food.
Doesn't hurt my feelings.
It's how we roll.
I don't have any feelings, so you can't hurt them.
They've been beaten out of me over the years.
That's right. I'm so old.
Being criticized on the TV my whole life.
Hey, what he's wearing tonight.
My whole freaking life.
That's right.
I don't need you. Just need this chair.
Those are just the comments from his wife.
Yeah.
Poor Sarah.
All right, Frank. That's not true. You know that's not true.
I know you're gonna. I know you guys are gonna. In fact, I think last year we were somewhere, but I can't remember. Were we up north? We might have been up north. I think.
I don't know. We were. I don't remember where we were. But
yeah, we were somewhere last year.
So then stop your bitching.
Okay, I'll stop now.
We can't. It can't all
it
be
just
about
floated
Frank
into
Bohl.
My memory. Things can't, float in and out of my memory all the time.
Can't all be about Frank Bohl every day.
Ah, damn it!
The Chiefs draft. What grade do you give it, Francis?
They got everything they wanted, I think.
Literally everything.
Well, you know, unless they just moved up to get Joe Alt at five and given up all their other draft picks, I'd say they probably got everything they wanted. Got a nice-looking tackle from BYU. And I know you've been practicing his name. Kingsley's easy. It's a Sua Monteia that's tough.
Sua Monteia.
Monteia. That's right.
Sua Monteia.
Sua Monteia. Ia.
We just got a lesson from the color analyst.
Yes, I know. I heard
Hans Olsen.
I heard
laid it out to us. Said, "Sorry, Whitey, you got it all wrong,
white boy."
I try.
You
try
get
to get
there
it right.
Eventually.
I think I'm pretty close.
Yeah,
I want to hear him say it.
Yeah.
Up close, a couple of times, and then I'll feel better.
Yeah, I think they did great. Like Xavier Worthy, I wasn't sure that was a guy they liked as much as they might have, as we all thought maybe a Ladd McConkey or somebody of that nature had a higher grade than he had, but he fits perfectly into their offense, exactly what they need. Try to take the top off the defense and take some pressure off some of the other guys. He's perfect. Hollywood Brown's in there now, and Kelsey's coming back. He's got himself a nice contract for at least a couple more years and highest paid tight end, and I think.
Do I have to ask the question again?
About?
What grade?
Oh, I give them an A.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Yeah, I give them an A.
Just throwing around A's like they're candy.
You know I don't. You know I normally don't.
Throwing around A's like they're candy, you kiss ass. What are you trying to get an invite to Brett Beach's house?
Ain't happening.
Not me. Not me.
No.
I give the real deal. I give B pluses.
Oh.
Because I am hard.
Okay. Well, I would have B minus. Where's the B minus in there? Yeah, B plus. No, I think they did great. They got another safety in round four. I think they really like Jaden Hicks.
Yep. Everybody else does.
Yeah, and I think, Kamal Haddon, the kid from out of Tennessee at the cornerback.
Kamal Haddon. I couldn't remember his last name.
Kamal Haddon, yeah.
I thought I was close. You remember, there's another, I can't remember, what was it? Kamala the Ugandan Giant? Do you remember him?
Do not remember him, man.
You were not a wrestling fan in the 80s?
I was not.
Kamala
like
the Ugandan
Bruno
Giant.
Bruno Sammartino.
Come out and would slap his belly.
I missed
the
that.
Living embodiment of the program.
I missed
Kamala the Ugandan Giant.
I missed him. I'm more of Bruno Sammartino.
God, that's way back.
Oh, that's way back. The 60s, yeah. 50s and 60s. He's a Pittsburgh guy. So, that's why.
Kamala the Ugandan Giant was probably just a fat guy from Detroit.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know?
That's it. His real name's Joe Smith.
Okay. Did you know that the junkyard dog was neither a dog nor did he live in a junkyard?
I believe it.
But, you know.
I believe it all.
Yeah. It's you know, just how wrestling was back in the day.
That's right. Argentine Rocco was not from Argentina.
So I was in college. I landed in Syracuse, flying back to school, and was waiting for my bags.
Yeah.
Because I'd take home this monster bag of laundry.
Naturally.
You know, let's not just drive it home. We'll fly it home. Well, it's only one bag. That's when that was before the airline started going, all right, dumbass. Nothing over 50 pounds. And this massive duffel bag filled with laundry. My mom would be like, yeah, just bring it home. We'll do it all while you're home.
Honey.
It's great. And anyway, so waiting for my giant bag of laundry, and another flight is emptying, and that night, WWE or one of the wrestling things are there, and a bunch of the wrestlers are waiting for their bags. George the Animal Steel was not in a cage, was not being led around by a collar with a chain on it, and was not tearing open turnbuckles to eat them,
okay.
Nor, you know, eating human flesh. He was standing there in a sport coat.
Wow.
Just sipping an espresso.
How disappointing.
Yeah. It was, I was like, what? What? George.
Reading some Emma Bronte.
Didn't have a blue tongue. And I went by and I said, big fan, George.
So disappointing.
He said, thank you. And just a normal tone. And you know what else? He wasn't that big. I'm like, really? Really?
TV.
Wow.
TV makes you look bigger.
Well, when they call, when if everybody's fudging 6 inches, well, this guy who's 6'9", they claim, is only 6'4", and he's standing next to somebody else, they claim to be 6'5", who's only 6'1", you're like, oh, okay, everybody.
Yeah.
It's like the old Godzilla movies. It's models. It's just a guy in a suit. You're not really 400 feet tall.
It's like the old football programs. This guy's 6'4",
yeah.
280. He's really 6'1", 250.
You know?
245.
Speaking of, back to the draft, haven't the Chiefs, didn't Xavier Worthy get, hasn't he already grown 2 inches and like 10 pounds on the Chiefs website? Well, isn't he like 6'1", a buck 70 now?
He was 5'1", 1'2", right, at the combine, right? That's 5'1", 5'11", and 2/8", which is 5'11" and a quarter.
Yeah.
And they listed him at 165.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs are now calling him 6'1", 172.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which he's really bulked.
More of a lie than Texas, who had him at 6'1", and
I think it's straight 170 there.
170.
He ain't big.
So maybe they even had him at 160. Maybe they didn't fudge the weight, but they're like, but he's 6'1". Well, that makes it better. That makes it better. Yes, he has grown. Why do teams feel a need to do that?
I have no idea. Make the defense fear them a little more? I don't have a slightest idea.
You know?
Some defensive coordinator is going to put together his game plan, watching film, and then Saturday night, an assistant's going to go, wait a minute, hey, coach, have you been to the Chiefs website? It says he's 6'1".
Yeah. Oh, we better
Son
do this.
Son of a! We got to scrap this whole thing!
We got to put a linebacker on him. That
Get
kind
him.
Of size. Yeah, it is a little silly.
Yeah, it is.
It is a little silly.
But talking about wide receivers, I lost it. I saw a tweet. We know how much we can
count on
some of those things, right?
That is money.
Is they're projecting that Rashee Rice could be suspended for half a year? Half the season?
Well, we've all been saying 6 to 8 weeks. Who is they?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to
Are they anything more than just us
taking a
guess at it?
No, it was a real.
Is it Roger Goodell's Twitter?
No, and it wasn't.
Because if it's not, I'm not really concerned.
It wasn't Florio either. So,
you know, he quit the business.
When?
You didn't hear?
I haven't seen that.
When Tyreek Hill's situation came down with the recording,
he
said if he plays another down, he will never cover football again.
I remember.
So I just can't believe that anybody named. By the way, does NBC have an ounce of respect?
No.
To me, that means the Chiefs have now won three Super Bowls without Tyreek Hill, because Florio's still covering the game,
right,
which means clearly Tyreek didn't play anymore, which means they won it without him in 19, 22, and 23.
Is there a more insecure little man in media today than that guy?
No. I mean, he's got to be, because
he made so many
mistakes.
So many mistakes, and he writes just, he like doubles down, like, just let it go away. Take the heat and let it die out, and then don't talk about it. But he writes new stories trying to justify his previous incompetence.
Yes.
And just like, hey, remember when I was a complete dumbass? Hold on, did you forget, a week later, did you forget I was a complete dumbass 2 weeks ago and a dumber dumbass a week ago when I doubled down? I'm going to double down again. I'm going to double down again with more just asininity. That's right.
Asininity.
It's a word. I just made it up.
Asininity. I don't even know if either one's a
word. And I'm going to give you another harebrained, half-assed four paragraphs about why I was actually right.
Yeah. That's right. Absolutely. Let them know. Eventually, if you go both sides of the argument, you're bound to be right half the time, right? Something like that. Okay.
But he doesn't even do that.
Yeah. So here's the deal. Matt Lane tweeted this. I said, James Palmer letting this one fly on Steve Smith's Agent 89 Breakdown show. Rashee Rice is going to be suspended, and that the Chiefs are expecting half a season at least.
Okay, so that's what the Chiefs are expecting.
Yes, right. Whether that happens or not, we do not know. Some people are saying it won't be until after the entire legal thing is over, and that could be longer than we expect. And that he could play until that happens, and then the league and the Chiefs would have to make a decision on what they want to do with Rashee Rice.
I would try to get it over as quick as possible.
Oh, same here. If I were Rashee Rice, I'd want to get it done as quick as possible. You know, but, it was not a good look. We all know. We can rehash that all we want. It wasn't a good look walking away from an injury accident, any kind of accident, let alone one that involves so many vehicles and so many people, and people were hurt. That was the worst part of it.
But let's say this. Are the Chiefs, are they like, okay, wait a minute. We thought we were getting 2 weeks on Charles Omenihu, and we got six.
Right.
So they haven't been super accurate. If his information, and James, is James Palmer?
Yes, James Palmer.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
I think he,
yeah,
got,
no,
he
he's
that's
good.
What they think. Again, they're not saying that's what it will be. He's saying that's what the Chiefs are thinking. But I will point out, they haven't been too accurate.
No.
And maybe they're like, well, we were way off under. Let's go way off over. And then we'll be excited when it's only six.
I wouldn't put anything past anybody at this point.
What do you think it'll be?
I think it probably should be at least half the season, to me. Okay, I mean, they've got to get there. If they didn't get the word out with Henry Ruggs, I mean, come on. It's crazy.
You know what? I was at the Plaza Breakfast Club speaking the other day, and that subject came up a number of times.
Uh-huh.
And I had more than one folks that were of the older persuasion, like us,
yeah,
that all were talking. A couple of them say full year.
Yes, yeah,
the older you are, the longer. My measuring: the older you are, the longer you think the suspension should be.
Yes.
Why do you think that is? I'm not trying to be a smartass. I'm just curious. That's what I've noticed. I've noticed some people like, well, you know, you think he's going to get four games? That tends to be someone who's like 25.
Yeah.
And then I get people like a gentleman like probably in his 60s, I guess, who's like, well, I think it ought to be the whole year.
Yeah.
Why is it that the older you are, the more you think you should be suspended? Is it because you're old and worn out and pissed off that he's young and spry and
making
wasting
all kinds of money?
Wasting his youth.
That's part of
doing stupid
talent.
Things. So you want your ounce of flesh? Is that what it is?
I think it's, you know what? That's closer to being right than you would even consider.
Or is it because you're young and you're still making dumbass decisions?
Yes.
And you want some leniency because you know you're going to do something stupid pretty soon?
Both. are correct. You are correct, sir.
Have I found the essence?
You find the essence of the whole thing, absolutely.
I mean, who amongst us hasn't tried to wedge in between a car and the bridge embutment at 100-plus miles an hour?
No one I know. Oh, God, no. No one I know.
I mean, who amongst us is not going to let anybody pass us on the highway?
That's right. Especially between here and St. Louis.
Listen, I know people have talked about, and you're referencing, I want to go from A to B. I'm not screwing around. I definitely want to go A to B. But you know what I'm not? I'm not the guy who speeds up when someone tries to pass me.
No, right.
Because I want you to pass me. I want you to be down the road running for the radar.
About a mile down the road. Out in front of you.
I also have a limit. There's a number.
Really?
Well, you people should.
I'd very like to know what that number is.
Well, people should look up that number. There's a number that, like, over that number, you're going to jail that night.
I think.
So keep it under that number.
If you're on the interstate, I think you're going to jail. It's not 100.
I don't want to act like I know.
But it's close.
I don't want to act like I know, but I know.
It's like 80 or 90. 80 is.
If you got to ask,
90 or 100.
If you got to ask,
I haven't been there. Yeah.
You don't have to worry.
I haven't been there.
You ain't got to worry about it.
I don't drive that fast. My reactions aren't quick enough anymore to drive that fast.
Yeah,
I never drove that fast to begin with.
No, listen. You know, I would appreciate an Autobahn in this country. But because on the Autobahn, if you're jerking around with your phone, you're going to jail.
Yes, exactly.
If you're weaving around, if you don't signal, you're getting written up.
There are a lot.
Not here.
Right.
Not here. We're too busy hiding over a hill to catch somebody at 9 miles an hour over instead of getting the dumbass who's driving like a maniac.
And on his phone at the same time. Yeah, on the phone, a lot of states are a lot more strict
and
than other states.
Let me point out, most of the worst drivers are not the fastest.
No.
They're some of the slowest because they're screwing around on their phone, not paying attention, and they're the ones that cause all the problems. All right, enough of my soapbox.
Yeah, either that or 55 and a 70, you know?
Well, it's 55 and a 70 in the left lane.
Sure.
That then has everybody getting frustrated and going 85 over in the right lane, weaving in and out of traffic to get around said dumbass at 55 and a 70.
Sure.
The police will tell you the left lane is for passing.
Only. Passing only, not for cruising. Tell some tractor-trailer drivers. I love the tractor-trailer guys, so don't get upset with me. But, you know, I-70 between here and St. Louis.
They're not the problem. They're not the problem. The problem is the idiots who just loiter in the left lane with their cruise control on.
Yeah, going the speed limit.
I'm going 74. That's fast enough.
Yeah.
Oh, so your amount of law-breaking is okay.
Okay, that's enough.
I cheat on my taxes, but not that much.
just a dollar or two. Okay, yeah. Chiefs, I thought they did great in the draft. I thought they got some people I really didn't expect them to get. I wasn't sure Worthy was going to be there, and they weren't either because they traded up to get him.
Was he the wideout you wanted?
No, I really thought Ladd McConkey would have been fine.
Yeah, I me too. That was my guy. But I have no problem with Xavier Worthy. And it makes sense. You're walking on McCole Hardman and MVS, and you need the speed guy to take the top off. That's what Andy Reid wants.
And that's what he got.
Brett Veach got Andy Reid what he wants. Like, you know, Brett Veach is going to get graded for this draft because he's the GM. But I do think you need to remember that Andy Reid is sitting there going,
really
I like this guy.
Sure.
I like this guy.
Right.
Not this guy. I will tell you, though, there's never been a bigger discrepancy in what they want in a wideout than the Chiefs at 28 and what the Bills took at 33. Because Keon Coleman, slow. Like, Buffalo's pretty much like, look, Josh Allen ain't threading any needles. We need a guy who can win a jump ball. And the Chiefs are like, we'll get you wide open. And Pat will put it right on your hands. So if you can run, you'll help get wide open, and Pat will put it there. Like, it speaks to the difference of opinion in their quarterbacks and how they evaluate wideouts, I think.
Yeah. Here's the other thing, too, about the wide receiver deal. Now, with Rashee Rice up in the air, we're not knowing exactly what's going to happen with him or for how long. They probably do really need to go out and get a wide receiver. I'm not sure, you know.
Still?
Hunter Renfro or
still
Ty Boyd, or bring back McCole Hardman, or did Hardman sign? No, Hardman had.
Who are you cutting?
Well, I don't know.
I've got four obvious.
Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney.
What?
If they're not here, it's fine with me.
What?
It's fine. Either one of them are gone.
No.
It's fine.
What?
It's fine. It's
what?
Fine.
No.
Yes.
Kadarius is their most talented receiver.
No. Shut up. So I think they still are thin there. I still think they need a guy. They got some guys, some of the unrestricted free agents, but you never know how good those guys are going to be.
Let me ask you a question.
Or undrafted free agents, I'm sorry.
On the team.
Yeah.
Rashee Rice will be on the team.
Yes.
Xavier Worthy.
Yes.
Hollywood Brown.
Hollywood Brown. Right.
Justin Watson on the team?
Yes, I think so.
100%
Yeah,
on the
reliable.
Team.
They like him.
They didn't sign him for 2 years last year.
Right.
Cut him this year.
Right.
Okay. Then who else? They had seven last year, and they couldn't make it work. It wasn't until they whittled it down. I don't think there's any chance they go with seven. Unless they think wideouts are the perfect special team guy, then maybe Washington makes it, Montrell Washington. But who are the other two? If it's not Sky Moore, and it's not Kadarius Toney, which will get no complaint from me.
You're right. You have to go out and find a guy.
Well, or what if you don't?
Well, then
who out of these guys?
The only guy.
Who are you keeping?
The only guy you drafted was Xavier Worthy. Okay.
Right, but I've got him on the team. He's one of four.
All right.
Who are
fine.
The other two guys? Out of Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney, Justin Ross, Cornell Powell, Montrell Washington, Jacob Copeland, Anthony Miller, Nico Remigio, Camp Darling last year, Reggie Brown, and Shy Smith.
None. Go out and find some guys. You got to go find a couple guys. I think you need at least one veteran guy.
Well, that's what Hollywood Brown is.
No. I mean one more guy. Because I don't know if you find Xavier Worthy in the draft, okay? The only other guys you have now, you got Reggie Brown coming in. He's an undrafted free agent out of James Madison, right? You've got Jaron Hayek, right? From the wide receiver out of Villanova. No, there's a guy that could make it, you know?
No.
Okay, never mind. You'd hate that anyway. That would kill you. And I don't really see anybody else.
$19 million in cap space. I mean, they could do it.
Sure they could.
Personally, I'd like to see them run about 7 to 10% below the cap so that if there's a late steal, they can grab it and they can
somebody gets a cut, not have to
do some three-year deal or something, or if there's somebody available at the deadline. Like the idea that you can't trade for people is totally wrong. There's great value at the trade deadline, but you have to have cap room to do it.
Yeah.
So I'm okay if they roll with some cap space.
I'm not sure Renfro or Boyd or McCole are going to take a whole lot of cap space. Are they?
They're not going to take a whole lot, but
I don't think they'll take enough.
Are they any better?
To kill your. You know what?
Are they any better than Justin Ross?
You know what they have. They're probably as good as Justin Ross. So catch the ball, okay?
Well, Justin Ross will catch it. It's just a matter of can he get open?
Yeah, well, I think that Hunter Renfro and Ty Boyd will probably be able to get open. We know McCole Hardman can get open. So.
Ty Boyd's about the only one.
That's the only one you like?
Yeah.
Okay.
Renfro. I mean, they got that already,
I'm thinking. And the thing you talked about, cap space, the other thing you have to worry about is tackle. Do you need Donovan Smith? Okay, are you going to sign Donovan Smith? Because we don't know what we really have at left tackle. We're not real enamored with Wanya Morris. We just drafted a guy who their play-by-play guy said today needs some work.
Said he would not mind it. He said, there are some times where he's a head-scratcher.
Yeah, right. So you don't want him head scratching when Mahomes is on his backside. Okay, so that's a little bit of a concern. Although they are going to have him for a while. You know, they're going to get him for the offseason workouts. You get him for the for the rookie camp. Get him for the mandatory mini camp. You're going to have him preseason. So you're going to have a pretty good look at him, not against opposition, but you're going to have a pretty good look at him and try to figure out where he needs help and, what else he can do. And you know, it's
And just to be clear, Frank is referencing Hans Olsen, the color analyst at BYU, who was on with us in the first hour. Yeah. So if you missed that and you're a football nerd, you want to go back and hit that on the podcast, 810WHB.com, and you can hear his breakdown of Kingsley Suamataia.
Monte Ia.
Getting pretty good. But, yeah, I mean, I took note of that. And so it does mean that if he starts at left tackle and it's pretty damn good,
yeah,
Andy Heck deserves some love.
I think Andy Heck deserves some love anyway.
I don't love that he didn't play the last game. You know, he said he didn't play the Oklahoma State game to start getting ready for the draft. I think Christian McCaffrey didn't either, but
yeah. You guys don't like guys backing out of
those? Nope, I don't. I think it's kind of a statement about
the kind of kid he is? You don't think it's about his...
He says he's a great kid. Right? No. But, like, I think there's something to be... Like, would Patrick Mahomes ever beg out of the game?
No, probably not.
No.
Travis Kelce wouldn't either.
No,
either
I mean...
Chris Jones.
You know, I mean, I get it, and I don't say, like, oh, he's off the board for us. But it is, like, not ideal.
Okay. I don't look at it that way as much. I know they are prepping for the rest of their career and for the money and for
peace
of mind.
Now.
Yeah, they're getting paid, but not like to get paid in the NFL. So, I mean,
did you take the check?
He doesn't.
Did you take the check?
Sure, I took the check.
Listen, there are things that I commit to months in advance. And the night before, I'm like, what were you thinking?
But...
What
you
were
you
thinking?
It, didn't you?
And I drag my ass there.
Sure.
And usually at the end, I'm like, it wasn't that big a deal. You did the right thing. But I always, if I say I'm going to do it, I do it.
Right.
Did you say you were coming to play ball at BYU?
Yeah.
Play ball at BYU.
I understand.
Again, it's not the end of the world. I don't hate the kid. I'm optimistic that it's going to go well. All that stuff. But I just don't like it. That's not a positive in my book.
Okay.
And it's a negative. It's not it's not that it doesn't matter. Because I'm like, okay, you know, if he sprains his ankle against the Jacksonville Jaguars, mm-hmm. is he going to limp through a victory against the Bengals the way Patrick Mahomes did?
Probably not. He probably wouldn't be very effective at left tackle trying to limp through a game against the Bengals anyway.
Okay. You know, so
you might not want him in there on a high ankle sprain.
Now, was he hurt? And running the risk of being hurt
more.
That's a different story.
Right.
And I don't know that.
We don't know.
I don't know that.
That's a
problem. You know, so, but, yeah, I'll say this. They can't, I don't know that they can be the number one offense unless somebody really grabs a hold of that left tackle spot. Because mm-hmm. you got to be able to protect Mahomes.
Right. That's rule one.
Yeah.
Protect Mahomes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Wanya, I don't know. Donovan Smith, I don't let you cost you. But I think you could probably use him.
I'm not throwing Wanya Morris out with the bathwater.
No.
Like, you can watch Darian Kennard and go,
oh,
no. No, that's not working.
What were you thinking?
Wanya Morris, you see sometimes, you're like, okay, I see it. And that's what this kid kind of sounds like, too. They took him a whole round higher, like 30 picks higher. You know, so... 29 picks higher, he ought to be pretty good.
Yeah. Some people thought he's a first-round pick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people had him in the first round. I saw him in the first round a couple times.
Yeah.
And to the Chiefs for their first pick.
And said he had him as a mid-second.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
But athletically, there's a lot to like.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, yeah.
But he's got to finish it off.
Yeah.
I think the Hicks kid is going to be a starter for the Chiefs one day.
Yeah.
At safety. And I think Wiley has a chance to really take some wear and tear off Travis Kelce. Eric Eager said Travis Kelce is dust last night. He's old.
Really?
And like done.
Done?
Yeah, I was shocked.
2 years? And, you know, he looks like when he said he got it, it almost feels like he's got in his mind, I'm going to play 2 years, I'm done. You know what I mean? Almost.
Well,
he's
signed through... 27.
Yes, now. Right. But I think he's thinking, I've got 2 years. I think he only thinks he's got this year and next year.
I think a guy like him just decides if he can play now. Mm-hmm. I'll worry about next year, next year.
Oh, yeah, I do too, but I think he has, that might be me maxed out at that point. Because I think he sees him, he's not stupid. I think he sees a little bit of it himself. That
so you,
where I was 3 years, I don't think he's dust. I just think his it's coming down step by step.
Jeff Chedid said 36 is kind of the fall-off point.
Yeah. Well, he's close.
Yeah.
He's right there.
Yeah, he's
how old was Gonzalez?
Oh, Tony played freaking forever.
Yeah.
He was like 38, 39. Look that up, Adam. Do something over there.
And how effective was he later in Atlanta compared to how he was here?
Pretty good all,
yeah, all the way through? The whole way?
Kelsey was 34 last year.
Right.
Let me see. His birthday is... He just turned... Yeah, he's 34 in 209 days. October 5th. So in season, he'll turn 35.
In the next season, he'll turn 36.
Gonzalez would have been 37.
37.
His last year?
Can you see his,
yeah,
his last couple years?
His last year was the 2013 season. He was born in February of 76, so he would have turned 38 the February after his last season.
Okay. And what does his last couple seasons look like?
Last 2 years.
Well, second to last year, he was all pro.
93 for 930 and 8, and 83 for 859 and 8.
Pretty good. We'll take Kelsey at those right now.
I mean, listen, Travis Kelsey is statistically someone that cannot be compared to.
No.
Right? The things he's doing. Tony Gonzalez, first of all, do you know how many 1,000-yard seasons Travis Kelsey had in a row? Which I hate that the streak ended last year, but
yeah.
I'd rather have the Super Bowl.
Oh.
And so he was healthy and ready to go.
Sure.
But Travis Kelsey had 7 consecutive 1,000-yard seasons.
Right.
How many do you think Tony Gonzalez had?
The total? 1,000 yards?
Total 1,000-yard seasons.
5.
4.
Okay. Close.
He had them in 2000, 1203, in 04, 1258, in 07, 1172, and in 08, 1058.
Okay. You also got to consider offenses and quarterbacks.
You also, right? The other thing, and I'll give credit to Jeff Chedid, he was the guy that really sent me down a path to start talking to people, but Jeff pointed this out. Tony Gonzalez had safeties that would kill him if you went across the middle. There were routes that Travis Kelsey and modern receivers run today that you could not run because
right.
you were going to get killed.
You're going to get your head taken.
So the fact that you can't go head hunting and helmet to helmet that and helps. All that really does open up the offense.
Yeah. Plus, yeah, imagine what he'd be like in this offense with Patrick Mahomes. Would he be better than Travis Kelsey?
Maybe. I mean, it's an intriguing question.
Yeah. Because he was really good.
Kelsey's pretty good. I don't know.
Kelsey's great.
It is a fun thing to kick around, but I don't know that you can have this offense with Kelsey if Gonzalez didn't do what he did first.
That's a good point.
You know?
That's a great point.
Like, each guy pushes the bar. Once you know, oh, that's capable?
Yeah.
Okay, what else can we do?
Split him out a little bit, use him as a slot receiver. Oh, run him deep.
The two most obvious statistical outliers of that fact for me are Gretzky and goals and points. He was like doubling things. But right behind him came Mario Lemieux, who was like 85% of him. Right? When he could stay healthy, he was putting up numbers that no one else had done either. Right? Like right behind him. Like, oh my God, he's Babe Ruth at a time that there'll never be another. No. Right behind him came Mario Lemieux. And, you know, we've had guys put up big numbers. Now, hockey's kind of come back to
the
pack. It's a little different now. But then Steph Curry with the three.
Yeah.
When Steph Curry got to the league, I don't think the record for threes was even at 200. And he pushed it to like 450. I mean, think about it. Think of when you came to the league, let's say Babe Ruth still held the record or Maris held the record at 61, right? What was the record?
61.
Was that what it was?
He broke Ruth's record, right, of 60? He had 61,
yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, 61.
Is that right? Yeah.
So think if somebody came into the league and hit 122. Hit 128.
That was Gretzky.
That was Steph Curry. But then behind them, now everybody throws in 200 threes.
Yeah.
You know, Tyrese Maxey, we were talking about, played 70 games this year, had 215 threes. right? Like, and that's not even his game. His game is going to the rim. Right. And he still threw in 215.
Yeah. Even the big guys can shoot him. That's the
Oh, Joel Embiid.
Oh, just fire away.
By the way, the New York media, like if you think we get a bum rap here or whatever, just watch any coverage of the Knicks and Sixers. The Sixers might as well not even be there. They might as well be these like mannequins in the corner. When the Knicks win, it was all about all the plays the Knicks made. When the Knicks lose, it's about all the plays the Knicks didn't make.
Nothing about the Sixers.
Nothing.
Those two fan bases.
If you are in Philly, you are cursing ESPN right now. Cursing ESPN. All right. Should we get some Frank opinions? Let's do it. We'll take a break. The Godfather of Kansas City Sports, Frank Bowl, is with us. He's brought to you by our friends at Twin Peaks. Great spot. Happy hour's on right now. 29-degree draft beers, premium cocktails served over ice balls. Kay, he knows all about that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Might be getting some ice balls clinking right the glass now? Right now. Wow. I don't know. I don't know when his gig was
away.
Over. You never know. Made from scratch menu. Check out that hangover burger. That's my favorite. If the fights are on, yep, it's your fight headquarters. It's Twin Peaks. Find them online at twinpeaksrestaurant.com, Independence, Olathe, and in the Northland.
All right, the good sense end of the hour answer. How many seasons in NFL history did not feature Curly Lambeau, Tom Landry, or Bill Belichick as an assistant or head coach on the sideline?
How many actual NFL seasons?
Did not feature one of those guys as
None.
An assistant or head coach.
And how many are there total?
How many total?
None. No, how many total NFL seasons are there?
104 now, I think.
None.
No.
None.
The NFL didn't get going until the 30s, did it? Or was it the 20s?
Well, the Chiefs Super Bowl, the reason the number 100 was painted all over the field was the first Chiefs-Niners Super Bowl was 100 years of the NFL, okay. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I guess that's right. So, well, Curly Lambeau, Tom Landry, the coordinator with the Giants, and I know he was him and Lombardi together. I'll say it's like, I know Landry crossed over with Belichick.
Right.
So it's just, is there anything between Lambeau and Landry? Or was there a couple years before Lambeau? Because Belichick started in 74. Tom Landry was a coach of the Cowboys through 88. So it's every year back to the beginning of Landry, at least.
I think it's zero.
I will say zero.
Zero.
Wow.
This will
Is
be the first
amazing?
Year wow. without one of those three guys on the sideline.
Wow.
And I think maybe only...
That is a great question.
Yeah.
And maybe only four seasons without one of them as a head coach, too.
Whew. Holy cow.
Jeez. Curly Lambeau, Tom Landry, and Bill Belichick.
Holy, that's amazing.
That's a great question.
Speaking of great, Good Sense, they got you covered. GoodSenseSubs.com, GoodSense.com as well. Use the code WHBG5 if you're looking for catering. I know we got a lot of graduation parties coming up. WHBG5, and you'll save $5 on your catering order. Let's go, people. If you want a great catering option for your graduation parties, I mentioned three of the last four graduation parties I went to had Good Sense, and I was a happy camper. From their freshly sliced sub trays, fresh baked cookie trays, family-sized pastas, or gourmet meatball slider kits, Good Sense makes catering easy. Get $5 off any large catering tray or family-sized pasta with code WHBG5 at GoodSense.com or on the Good Sense app. Frank Bowl is with us, the Godfather of Kansas City Sports. Let's get some Frank opinions.
All right. First one. How many receiving yards will Xavier Worthy have this season? 1,000 or more? 900 to 999? 800 to 899? 700 or fewer?
800 to 899.
9 to 999.
45% said 800 to 899.
So Frank's right.
Oh, that's the wrong button. Sorry about that.
Hey, it's close enough.
45% also said 700 or fewer.
Oh, wow.
Only 8% said 900 to 999, and just 2% said 1,000
or
more.
Wow, I thought they were going to be bullish on it.
So not 800 and somewhere in the 700s or 800s would have gotten you a correct answer.
Now, if we're both right or both wrong, remember, got to go to the percentages. Don't screw
those
this
are
up.
Both, those are both 45%.
No, I know. Frank got that
no,
right.
I got oh, I know. Yeah, 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 yeah. I got it. Yeah, guess. I got, yeah. All right. Will the Chiefs have...
Wait, so did Frank get it right or not?
Frank got it right.
Yeah, I got it right.
He was one of the two. He guessed 800 to 899, which along with 700 or fewer, both those had 45%.
Even, not 44.9 to 45.1?
Even.
Quit doing it. There are more votes coming in as you speak. Stop. Next question.
Will... Also, maybe it's Curtis has a fancy Twitter that he can see the decimals. I
yeah,
can't. That's
ahead.
Why.
He has a fancy Twitter.
Even. All right, here we go.
That's why I lose.
Will the Chiefs have a stadium with a roof during the Mahomes era?
Yes.
I guess it's yes, no, right?
Just yes, no,
okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, maybe. I'll say yes.
That's correct. A percentage?
66.
67.
57%.
One for bad at the percentages again.
You're forgetting.
I was doing so well.
People love them some Arrowhead.
All right, this is a little idiosyncrasy I've noticed of Saran that I want to hear from the rest of our audiences. Do you put hot sauce on your sandwiches?
Yes or
yes
no?
Yes or no?
Right? I'm going to say no.
No, most people don't. The older you get, the more you like it. I'll tell you that. And the bigger price you pay.
That is losing your taste buds.
That is, which is why Saran's daughter might be picked up a little late this evening. Had to be in for the commercial for that
honey,
one.
Honey, I'll be right there.
Yeah.
No is the correct answer.
Okay,
Frank,
my turn.
You're
right.
Up. How many said no?
I'll say... 66%.
67.
69% said no.
You're pretty close. I thought it was going to be way higher, but it's nice to know that there's a third of us that know what we're doing.
All right. Based
get a little
on,
hot sauce on there.
Based on what Curtis is up to on this fine day, does God's voice actually sound like Curtis's?
Yes.
Where are they going to go on this? This could go anywhere. Curtis, people don't know, is off today. He's
Voice of God.
That's the title for somebody who's like MCs something at an event, but you don't see
you
them.
You don't see them. They're behind
they're
the curtain.
Now nominated.
But Curtis just loves being calling himself the voice of God. It's like, it's irritating. It's his moment to shine.
Do you know why that's such a great job for him? One, he's got a great
you
voice.
You can't see him?
Well, yes. One, he's got a great voice.
That's terrible.
Two, he loves to be called the voice of God. Three, that man loves checklists more than anybody I've ever met. And that whole thing is just reading off and checking names.
Perfect.
Okay, where were we here?
Frank said yes.
Yes,
God's
I said yes.
Voice
he does
sound like
exactly
Curtis.
Like God.
Curtis is popular. This is a chance to show your adulation
love
for the
K-Dog,
the love for the K-Dog. So I think they're going to say yes.
That's correct. Saran, you're up.
So it's just yes or no.
Just yes or no.
Not everybody's going that way. Some people are like, God does not have a voice.
He's a spirit. He's a feeling.
69%.
Oh, geez, 70.
55%.
Holy gosh. Oh, my God. That is awful.
For those of those
they
people,
don't love Curtis that much.
Well, for anybody aware of anybody aware of Curtis's belief system, that would be quite the irony, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I didn't even think about that. No wonder they say he doesn't sound like the voice of God.
Gets down to hell going, well, it sucks down here, but you hear the guy up there? He sounds good.
Yeah.
All right.
That was pretty good.
That's good.
How often do you have to be reminded of the difference between a watch and a warning? Once a year? Multiple times a year? Not at all.
Once a year.
Okay, you going to go first?
I'll go once a year.
No, not at all. Nobody needs to. We grew up in this. Most people are from here. We know the difference between a damn watch and a warning, for God's sake.
By a whole bunch. 84%, not at all.
No.
10%.
Crush.
Didn't you work with Gary Lee's ad?
I did. I didn't listen to him.
He told the masses for years.
Forever.
No one needs to be told that again.
I've got, by the way, I suck at keeping score anyway, and now I'm doing more than one.
I got four to one
as well. 4-1 Sarin.
Okay.
All right. How many rounds of the NFL draft did you watch? Just one, 2 to 3, 4 to 5, 6 to 7?
2 to 3. 2 to 3.
That is incorrect. The correct answer is just one. Okay. Frank, how many people said just one?
Just one. Okay.
Okay, I'll say, how many answers were there?
Four answers.
Four answers, okay.
Wait, there were one?
Just one, 2 to 3, 4 to 5, 6 to 7.
Oh.
49.
50.
37%.
I got one.
All right, this is from Power Cat Ryan. How long did it take you to tire? This guy, once again, this man's in the news for bagging on his players. How long did it take you to tire of Deion Sanders' antics as a coach? 0 to 2 months, 3 to 6 months, 6 to 12 months, still haven't.
I'll stay, what was the second one?
Second one was 3 to 6 months.
3 to 6.
Still haven't.
You're both wrong. The correct answer is zero to two months.
Okay, Sarin, so what's the percentage?
What's the percentage? It's a four-way question.
48.
47.
56%. A lot of people not loving
you. A lot of old guys are loving now.
All right, we got a break here soon, so I'm just going to pick one more.
Okay, this is where triple, right?
It's now 5 to 2, Sarin. I'm going to go with this one. All right. What age do you start spending your own money on a Mother's Day gift? 13 or younger? 14 to 15? 16 to 17? 18 or older?
18 or older.
Yeah, 18 or older. They put a bunch of tight asses around this place.
That is not correct.
Really good.
The one with the most, is 16 to 17, age 16 to 17, which still feels kind of old for me, but I also had my first job at 14.
Me too. I had a first job mowing lawns.
At four, I was mowing lawns. I was mowing lawns at 12.
Power equipment and everything.
I was paying taxes.
No goggles or gloves either.
I was on the grid at 14. Sarin, you're up. 16 to 17 is the one with the most. It's a four-way question.
44%. I think this is all over the board.
43.
40%.
Ooh, wow. Frankie grabs one on the way out the door,
but
still a victory for me.
All right, that's 9-3-1 on the victories. Aggregate score now stands at 75-52. Frank, you're in the 50s. Congratulations, buddy.
You have broken your 50 burger.
Wow. I'm awful.
Remember when you were really good at this last year?
I was storming for a bunch of weeks.
We literally turned the page on a calendar, and you just
Sarin spent the off season.
Yeah, studying his math again,
biting butt.
It's that. We need to get the picture, Sarin. I took that personally.
Friends, brutal. Terrible. Is that Villanova education?
Yeah, probably.
I will have to take a break. How stupid
Don't
am I on
mock
current
Villanova
events?
Too soon.
I know. How stupid am I on current events? We know I am. How dumb am I? We find out next. It's What in the World, Sarin. All right, Frank, what in the world? What do you got for me?
Okay, it's a little slow, but we'll go. Okay. We'll go from here. Okay. Historic Westport High School is being turned into a what?
There's like 7 jokes that came to my mind. All of them are off color, and I don't want to do that about a high school.
Very nice. 138-unit apartment building.
Okay.
The G7 countries, including the U.S., want to shut down all coal-fired plants by what year?
2050.
2035.
Okay, good.
Apple is launching a new Beats headphone. How long is its battery life?
Well, I mean, when you buy it or like 9 months later, when it heats up and catches on fire after you use it for 15 minutes, which are we talking
when
here?
They release the new ones, 8 seconds.
Yeah. When? 24 hours.
When you buy it, 50 hours and then it blows
My ass.
Never mind. Utah couple lost their cat, turned up in California. How'd it get there?
got mailed.
They put it in an Amazon package.
I knew it. I nailed it.
All right. Strange number question. This wide receiver won a national championship in college wearing number 47. Who is he? Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue.